Welcome to the Indian Silicon Valley podcast. I'm your host, Jivraj, and on this podcast, I speak with founders, investors, and domain experts from the Indian Valley, trying to understand the art of building a legendary company. In this episode, I speak with Aman Gupta, co-founder and CMO of Boat Lifestyle. Boat is one of India's largest consumer brands, which has completely disrupted and transformed the global audio and wearables industry. Founded by Aman Gupta and Sameer Mehta in 2016, Boat was originally ruled out by a lot of critics, citing reasons such as crowded market, competitive landscape, whatnot. However, history shaped up differently, and Boat has gone on to become one of the most iconic brands of our time. The journey of Boat testifies to the incredible set of possibilities in the Indian consumer landscape, and this chat with Aman decodes how to get there. I discuss with him a variety of strategic steps that have led to the success of the brand. We decode the early journey of getting the product right, unravel the basics of marketing, dive deeper into what makes the magical Boathead community a reality, understand team building for a category creating company, and above all, demystify the founder lens of simplicity, execution, and keeping the basics alive. Quick shout out to Kavaljeet Singh, the founder and managing partner of Fireside Ventures, for making this episode possible. And thus, without further ado, let's dive in to the 76th episode of the Indian Silicon Valley podcast, establishing India's largest new age consumer brand with Aman Gupta of Boat. Thank you so much, Aman, for joining me. I'm absolutely delighted to be hosting you today.
Thank you, Jivraj. Thank you for calling me. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you so much, Aman. And I'm especially excited because what you've been able to do with Boat, I think, is unprecedented and is going to create a wave that is going to help so many young entrepreneurs to follow their dreams and, you know, make the brands of tomorrow. But before we get there, I want to understand the precursor to your Boat journey, right? Because very interestingly, it turns out, I don't know how many people are aware, but you're a CA turned marketing fanatic turned entrepreneur, right? So if you can take us through that journey of how life was before Boat and what gave birth to the entrepreneur in you, I think that'll set us up perfectly well for the rest of the conversation.
Yeah, so you rightly said, I'm a chartered accountant by qualification. You know, in India, we were born in a time when people used to say engineer ban jao, CA ban jao, three idiots way of life, right? And I was one of them, and my dad said CA kar lete hai, toh maine CA kar li. But eventually, I don't like finance at all. I hate numbers. You know, I feel like the Darshil Safari of Tare Zameen Pe when I see finance. So, you know, after that, when I became a chartered accountant, it was around 21 years old. After that, I've never done finance in my life. You know, either my dad used to do it initially or my co-founder Sameer used to do it. You know, now we have a full team doing it. But marketing is something which, actually not marketing, I love sales, if you ask me. I'm a salesman at heart. And, you know, when I started this company, I was, you know, it was more for sales, but Sameer and I decided who will be a better marketeer. And, you know, we decided that I'm still better than him, you know, maybe like 1%. And that's why I took marketing. But, you know, marketing, I started liking marketing more. So, and sales is only because of the marketing we do. So marketing helps me sell more. So, you know, for anything for sales, if marketing is helping me sell more, I'll do marketing like that. So now we did not have a big marketing team. We just hired for professional marketeers in the last 1 year, but otherwise it was us, you know, leading marketing. My calling is sales and marketing. And that's what I'm doing.
No, that's awesome. I think that transition is amazing. And I remember you mentioning that, you know, the CA skills of frugality have really helped you in the journey of building Boat. But coming to Boat, right, building such an iconic brand must have, again, now we can map all the dots, right? But I'm sure it was not as easy when you started. So if you can turn back time and if you can take us through the early journey of what got you started in a industry which is known as competitive, right? I'm sure there was apprehensions around it. I'm sure people must have objected. If you can take us to the 0 to 1 journey of what happened before we started knowing the brand Boat, I think that would be wonderful.
Yeah, so challenges were there, man. Yeah, you rightly said commoditized space, and we had some bad Indian brands in the telecom side which didn't do well at all. So we were always judged by the cover. But everybody says that don't ever judge by a book by its cover, and it's what inside that counts. But those just phrases which nobody did until Kaval came in. Kaval took a bet on us, and we are very happy to tell that we did very well for him as his portfolio company. But people in India, especially the investors, are they don't take too much risks. They'll do probably what is X of USA, right? Or Y of USA. There was no story which they could build that whether I am one of the success cases in US which can be copied and no, we won't. So we had to create our own space, and I'm very happy in hindsight that we did not get investment earlier, because we would have been a little we would have had a different journey till now. And I'm very happy with the journey we've had without investments till a stage. And then when investments were needed, people like Kaval came in, and I love people. I love Kaval. They say that. So people like him are helped us grow well. So we need investments now. We needed investments now, but we're still a profitable company. If we don't get investments, it's not that we won't grow. We'll still grow at our own pace, but maybe we don't grow structurally, organizationally well.
No, that's perfect. But can you help us also understand what was your insight? Like, what got you into the audio space, into the wearable space? What was different about it that you thought you could make a difference, right? What was the initial thought process, and how did that get validated from the consumer at the very start?
Yes, we were always looking for a product which was Indian in nature. When I say that, what I mean is that our bass is different, our sound profile is different. Second, I always say that our product needs to be logically priced, not heavy, not less. And marketing was something which we were looking at. The consumer was changing. A changing consumer needed changing products. D2C as an industry was evolving, and not evolving, it's evolving now. It was growing then. It was starting off. It was taking birth. And we were the first few people who took birth in the D2C world.
Right. No, that makes sense. Okay, now that you had the brand, like now we've understood, getting the brand and understanding there was an insight to it. How did you think of the product, right? Because from your previous interviews, you mentioned that the manufacturing is external, but the inside, the design, the way you want to build the product is pretty much internal, right? So help us understand what is the first couple of launches like? How did you get that consumer love? How did you double down on it? Everything that was part of the early journey, that would be very exciting to know.
So that's also a good question. For us, like Amazon says, consumer always at the crux, right? It's a very boring statement, but it is actually true. Grahak Bhagwan hota hai, which is what I believe in, that if you are able to satisfy him or her, right, and if you are able to give the products which he needs, like India mein us time pe na kuch category also was a very nascent category. So there are a lot of, I'll break it down in our category. It was divided in a few parts, right? There was one, I would say our category was used as communication device, right? Our headphones, which today is now very critical because of Zoom way of life. But earlier also people started using. Second, it was more, it started becoming recreational as a brand. Functional, aspirational was the third element. Aspirational was the third element. Aspirational क्या हो गया ना, people used to wear headphones on their neck rather than on their head. That was what was changing, and the market was changing, right? And those were our initial days. From there, we've learned a lot. How consumer thinks, what he thinks, how do we change our product? The headphone wireless became wired became wireless. Wireless to true wireless when it was both ears. That is now becoming wearables is becoming huge. Our customer. We want to take more share. So hearables and wearables is something which is counted together. Like you wear it on your head or you wear it on your wrist. It's the same thing, right? So we've gone into wearables that's become super successful for us. So we changed as we went along. Was that your question, Devraj?
Yeah. More or less, I just wanted to understand, how did you get that first version of the product, right? Because now we know that you're in, becoming a full product suite where like a person could have everything of both to fulfill their, wearable needs, right? Be it headphone, your phone, a watch, anything. But yeah, the early part of it, how did you get that?
So the first product we launched was this cable. It was a wired cable, right? It was our first product. दिस वॉज अ यूज केस हेडफोन ना यहाँ लगाते थे ना सॉरी कार यहाँ लगाते थे ये दिस यूज टू ब्रेक राइट फ्रॉम दिस साइड सो यू थॉट दैट लेट्स मेक एन अ स्ट्रॉन्गर केबल वी कॉल्ड आवर केबल्स एन इंडेस्ट्रक्टिबल केबल एंड दैट केबल टिल नाउ इज सेलिंग इट द नंबर वन सेलर ऑफ केबल्स टिल नाउ सो वी स्टार्टेड ऑफ विद समथिंग व्हिच वाज क्वाइट बेसिक आवर नेम वाज मेड ऑन केबल्स दैट एंड देन द कंज्यूमर स्टार्टेड ट्रस्टिंग अस सो द फर्स्ट प्रोडक्ट्स आर वेरी क्रिटिकल फॉर एनी कंज्यूमर बिकॉज दैट्स द फर्स्ट टाइम he's getting into your brand promise. Once your promise is made, then you get into more things. But first product is very critical for your life. That's what is important in a D2C world because, you know, if once you gain a stress, because, you know, there are a lot of people who spend billions of dollars on marketing and advertising and brand building, whereas you have come in as somebody who's more of a challenger brand. So for you, that product is important. The promise of the brand comes from the product. And then you can make a person buy the product, but for him to be a brand, for that company to be a brand, it has to be house of products. It can't be one product wonder, right? Because that one product will be copied by 20 other people. But then you have to have a house of products where you have keep evolving yourself into different products and, you know, start, get into that consumer journey. But that, as you know, the consumer is ready to try today. But if you're not able to solve his, you know, if you're not given able to give a buck for, you know, bang for his buck, right? Or something which he wants, he will never buy you again. So make sure that the first product is always right. That's what I would tell your fellow entrepreneurs or, you know, to be entrepreneurs from your channel here.
Yes. No, absolutely. I completely agree because now that the trust is there, I remember you mentioning that 20,000 units of this new product were sold in the first hour of its launch recently. Yes.
First minute,
exactly. So, I mean, those are staggering numbers and it's just so heartwarming to understand ki those humble beginnings have now led to such a prolific brand. And I want to now ask, you know, about the brand because it's very difficult to talk about Boat and not talk about the Boat Heads, the brand that you have built and just the prolific presence that is out there, right? So plug into Nirvana, this entire cult that you are building now. Help us understand, Aman, how much of this was a focus at the start and how has this evolved? And what are the things that you've gotten right through this journey? And what are the wrongs as well? I mean, because there's this saying, right? First time founders focus on product, second time founders focus on distribution. You got both of them right. And it'll be interesting to hear how you got it right and what were the things along the journey that made it happen.
Yeah. So the point of first time entrepreneurs getting the product right or distribution right is something I'm also hearing for the first time. That's good. But, you know, frankly speaking, I didn't think too much about all these things. I just did the right things is what Samir and I, you know, always believe in doing the right thing that बहुत सारा प्रोडक्ट बेचना है तो मार्केटिंग तो करनी पड़ेगी मार्केटिंग करेंगे और फुद्दू प्रोडक्ट बेचेंगे तो फिर से नहीं खरीदेगा सो इट्स लाइक अ लूप राइट सो यू हैव टू सेल द राइट प्रोडक्ट बट टू सेल द राइट प्रोडक्ट यू नीड टू मार्केट इट वेल एंड टू मार्केट इट वेल यू नीड टू ऑल्सो गेट अट अ प्लेस वेर इज सेलिंग वेर इज बाइंग राइट सो वी वर ऑनलाइन फर्स्ट एंड दैट इज द डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन मार्केटिंग फॉर मी इज बेसिक्स फोर पीस प्राइस प्रोडक्ट प्लेस प्रमोशन दैट्स इट बचपन में सीखा था क्लास 11th में उसके बाद से जो सीखा है सब जरूरत नहीं पड़ी कभी बट प्रोडक्ट अच्छा होना चाहिए प्राइस अच्छा होना चाहिए प्रमोशन ठीक ठाक करो और जहां बेचना है वहां बेचो बस सिंपल फंडा है मेरा मार्केटिंग का
Perfect. Nay, that really helps keeping it simple. But coming to the Boat Heads part of it, right? While we understand that Boat Heads is the central community of the brand, help us understand how do you keep it at scale, right? Now that you've reached such a point where it's difficult to focus on a community which is small, a smaller piece of the entire pie, how do you ensure that you still cultivate? So I want to be a Boat Head today because of the you know, tribe that it has now created. How have you been able to do that? And how do you continue doing that is a question that I think will fascinate everyone listening it.
Yeah, Boat Head is important, guys. You know, as you rightly said, that we did not have a lot of investment at the beginning, right? We did not. So for us, Boat Heads are the ones who made us. We are who we are because of them. These are cult followers who start, and you know, they're advocates of your brand. They're brand advisors. You know, they start telling you, they start telling people outside and start advocating the brand to other people around you. And they advise you to mail the product properly. They keep giving you advice on what is the next. So it is the Boat Heads who, you know, because of which we were able to do well. It is the Boat Heads because of which we were able to sell well. And we are able to do category, cross-category launches, right? Boat as a brand is known for headphones. Boat as a product is known for headphones. Boat as a brand was known when we started selling wearables. That was the brand is aligned. Where you can now, the boat heads will love you even for wearables, right? A brand which is entering into a new category, suddenly selling headphones, say wearables, and also getting the traction, required traction. That means the brand is right, right? It means the consumers are ready to trust you. That means the boat heads, the advocates are increasing. And what do you know? You know, you say, first you sell to 10, and then this 10 will say to 100, 100, 2,000. For us, word of mouth has worked very well. And we are, you know, we have advantage of being in a category where consumers talk, right? Like the headphones, mein you are supposed to talk also, right? So, kind of jokes apart, but, you know, youngsters talk to each other. They review, they talk about the product in category in different forums. They'll talk about you in social media. They'll talk about you in reviews. They love talking. And that's where the message of love spreads. That's where the message of brand love spreads across to different people. And, you know, if I'm able to convince you to buy me, my product, and if you like it, you're in a conversation and you're wearing a headphone and you're going to college, which is my target market. And the college guy says, oh, did you try Boat? This is an amazing brand. And they tried it. And then they tried it. And then they told their third friend. That's how the message spread. Yeah. And then we started using a lot of marketing money, which, you know, Sameer and I did not take out money for till last year. We did not even take salaries last 2 years back, right? So we started taking, you know, we started pouring all the money back into business, and that helped us.
No, that's amazing. I love all of this. I think, you know, a constant theme of doing the right things, keeping it basic, but doing it well is just emerging from this conversation. But I want to shift gears and understand more about the team now, Aman. And yesterday itself, you know, the LinkedIn thing came out and you posted very nicely that the culture is so entrepreneurial at Boat, and there's a no bullshit culture of no politics, nothing of the kind. Help us understand what that culture means for you, and how have you as a founder really thought about the culture beyond the different aspects of things, right? Because you could be thinking about metrics, sales, whatnot today, right? But you have also emphasized on culture. So if you can take us through that entire thought process, I think that would be lovely.
You know, I feel that, you know, Boat is built for because of Boatheads, but the culture of our company is something which, you know, our attrition rate is just 3%. You know, the founding team, The first 20 people are still with me. Those are the ones who built the culture of the 200. And the culture of Boat is very open culture. My marketing head, the guy who joined us for marketing, is actually my product head, because he found his interest more in products. So I myself learned from doing what I love. And, you know, then eventually the world loves you back. Every day I come to the office not crying. I love what I'm doing. And Inshallah, God gave me that opportunity to do what I love. And I want that opportunity to be given to all my team members. I don't want them to do what they don't want to do, right? And if they like what they do, they'll not find it as a work. So I try to find that passion points in the, that's what I did in the initial team. And I ignited those passions, right? The sales head, actually, the guy who joined my sales was actually also doing operations. And there was one time he sat on a truck to give delivery, because it was an important first shipment for us. Those are some of the things which built this company. Today, we had an offsite 5 days back, and that offsite was planned by my operations head, not the head, operations manager, not the HR or the training or the admin team. So in Boat, you know, and I saw that spark in her, that she loves entertaining people and making, you know, entertaining in the sense that she loves to ensure that everybody is happy around her. So I said, why don't you give it a try? And she loved it, right? And she's saying, I want to do more of this. So you don't know what, you know, in our country, I was asked to study history, civics, science, commerce, maths, no, not commerce, but business studies. Bhai, kya kya padhaya humne 10th tak to? Sab kuch hi padha, Sanskrit. So hum log waste bahut karte hain, mujhe lagta hai, kabhi kabhi apna life. Or and then we get, you know, I was in business school, everybody was doing finance and strategy, and they said ki yehi kar lete hain, because isse na dusri areas mein jana bada easy ho jata hai. Like you do science because it becomes easy to go to commerce, because a commerce guy cannot do science. You do finance and strategy because it's easy to do any other thing. Arre bhai, jo achcha laga hai, wo kar lo na. So I feel that in our company, our culture also, I want to bring is do what you like. And then every day is a Sunday and every day is a Monday. You know, you don't feel, you know, they work 24/7. I work for them. I don't, you know, as I said on my LinkedIn, as you read, I actually don't feel like a boss here. In fact, the first day we gave ESOPs to my employees, they were sitting in my room and they were saying like, boss, now we are also owners. Can you please do this for us? So that empowerment, that culture of, you know, baki, I've seen it, I've worked in corporates and I've seen gyanbazi jada pelte hain, baate karte rehte hain, you know, they waste time, analysis, paralysis, panchayats, baitho, aajao, baithe ke baate karenge. And then debates, they're good. I'm not saying they're bad. I don't like it. You know, so it might be good for some companies and might not be good for all companies. So we wanted to build a company with a culture which is unique to both. We are happy to build it. And LinkedIn yesterday recognized that, you know, we have something which is brewing very differently. People want to join us. People want to be a part of both, which makes us feel that, you know, the culture is here to stay. And as I also said that it's a challenge now with the team growing to maintain that culture. And it's tough, bro. I'm telling you, it's tough. And, you know, Vivek, me and Samir, Vivek, Samir and I are all working towards how do we maintain that culture while becoming more organized? How do we hustle while creating that muscle in the hustle? How do we bring that method to our madness? We need to be mad, but, you know, at the stage we are in, we need to have a method. And so many things, man. So many things we have to do.
Wow, no, I love that, Aman. I think very, very, you've said a lot of crucial things in the flow, but those are really meaningful. Just the way you simplified it, right? Like if we can all do the things that we love instead of getting caught up in processes, I think life would be so much more happier for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. I just hope, you know, we get the right talent. People look hearing your podcast, which is a very popular one. I hope we get some more applications of good people who want to, you know, come to our company, work with us, help us grow more.
Absolutely. I can't think that would be a trouble, but in fact, I want to understand more from you as to how does, you know, a relatively young kid convince so many of the founding members in their vision? So if you can perhaps tell us what was the early hires like, right? Like how did you convince some of the early people to join and believe in your vision? And what do you do now, right? Like when you're hiring a senior personnel, are you still involved in the hiring or is it become decentralized? How do you make some pivotal decisions? I remember like, I think shortly before a CEO was also hired. So talk us through how has there been a transition between the early hires and now that you are an established brand, what do you look for in senior personnel? I think that would be great.
Yeah. Early hires. And then how did you hire the recent guy? So early hires were more on energy, on passion and attitude. They want to do something. They want to follow something. They want to build something. They want to hustle it out. You know, we had worked out of social, a co-working space. It was a different culture. We used to have beers after 6. In fact, sometimes before 6. We used to, you know, if people used to come on Friday, we asked them coffee, tea, beer, what do you want? And if there was somebody beer, that was a good guy to work with. So, you know what I mean? So, we were looking for attitude, passion, aggression, hustle that time. Now, we're looking for more people with all this plus core skills. You know, our CFO brings in a core skill of finance. Marketing guy has studied finance. He knows finance. Marketing guy knows marketing. He has studied brands. He knows how to evolve. There's only, you know, for me and Samir, you know what you know and you don't know what you don't know. So I don't know what I don't know, right? And I don't want to even know what I don't know because it's difficult to learn, unlearn, and then relearn. I want to do what I know doing best and tying it back to the culture of hustle, tying it back to the culture of doing, loving what you do. I don't like HR. I don't like admin. I don't like finance. I don't like logistics. I don't like creating KRAs, KPIs. I don't like all this. So thankfully, we have people who are helping us build that. We have an HR team. We have an admin team now. We have all this. But to manage all of them also is something which I can't do. I can run a company from 0 to 1,000, but from 1,000 to 10,000 or 10,000 to 50,000, I can't do it. I need help. And this, I'm not shy enough to asking for help. I need help. And that's where Vivek, I requested him to help me. and Sameer grow. And he agreed to help us grow because he fills in what we can't. And I'm doing what I love doing, building brands, growing. And he's helping me do other things apart from helping me also be the brand and helping me marketing and branding. So early hires were more on attitude. I still want all that. But we also need specific jobs to be done now, which is helping us take the next set of it. Because we can't do everything with junior folks. We need senior folks also now.
Absolutely. I love that transition and the candidness in accepting that, okay, I'm good at my strengths. I'm going to do that. And I'm going to hire better people than me to build the entire organization in verticals that I may not be best at. So I think that's great. You can't have that ego that, okay, I'm not willing to let go. You have to, I think. That's a core takeaway for me from this one. Further, you know, Aman, one thing that has successfully happened that, you know, all the headlines are out there that Boat has scaled the fastest, perhaps one of the fastest growing brands in the country. And you've shown us how to build a 500 crore brand plus in a very short span of time. Can you help us with your core learnings for building at scale, right? Because a lot of people can get the product right, can get the brand right, but somehow wo scale nahi aata. So if you can have reflect on any of your learnings for building at scale, that would be phenomenal.
That's a good point, on building for scale. I would say that if, you know, again, going back to basics, dear Raj, I haven't studied marketing. I will not be able to give you a lot of gyan, which probably marketers can talk well. I can't. I can talk basics. Product, price, place, promotion. Simple. Agar product achha hoga, to aapko achche se bechna hai. Achche se bechne ke liye achche marketing karni hai. Achche marketing ke liye achche jagah pe bechna hai. Jahan consumer hai, wahan pe placement karni hai. और ऐसे ही आपका अच्छे प्राइस पे अगर प्रोडक्ट होगा तो बिकेगा. सिंपल बिजनेस. आपका ये चीजें ठीक हुई, चारों चीजें ठीक हुई, इसके पीछे कैपिटल पहले होता था इंपॉर्टेंट. कैपिटल इतना इंपॉर्टेंट नहीं है क्योंकि अगर आपकी चक्री चलेगी ना तो कैपिटल आपको ढूंढ लेगा. नाउ इन्वेस्टर्स लुक फॉर मी. अर्लियर आई यूज्ड टू गो एंड पिच, पैसे दे दो पैसे दे दो, कोई नहीं देता था. अब चक्री चल गई तो इन्वेस्टर्स आर पिचिंग टू मी कि पैसे ले लो पैसे ले लो. सो अगर आप अच्छा, अगर बिल्डिंग फॉर स्केल में क्या है कि and you keep investing in all these things. You keep investing in getting product right. Keep, because product is changing, right? If I say shampoo today, if I still make a chemical shampoo, nobody will buy. I need to have that no chemical, no NSG, no PSG, and no 100 other things, no toxins and vision and all that. I need, if I don't, then I will not buy. So consumers change. If I'm still selling wired headphones, who will buy me, right? I need to go wireless, right? I need to go to wireless. Change. Products should keep it. Product pricing should keep evolving. What is the right price? Maybe you are uncompetitive now. Maybe, you know, your technology doesn't allow you to command a place. Earlier this was offline, then online came up, then D2C came up. Now social channels, social buying, video buying, social commerce, evolving channels. Be there. Price ho gaya, product ho gaya, promotion. अब अगर अभी मैं टीवी ऐड करूंगा, मेरा कंज्यूमर मेरे को खरीदने वाला इंस्टाग्राम पे है और मैं टीवी ऐड कर रहा हूँ, मैं पागल हुआ ना. सो बी वेयर योर कंज्यूमर इज, एंड कंज्यूमर्स आर इवॉल्विंग. अब कंज्यूमर स्टोरी देखता है, पोस्ट नहीं देखता, पोस्ट बना रहे हो तो पागल हो. अगर आप रील नहीं बना रहे, जब वो रील पे आ गया आप रील नहीं बना रहे तो आप पागल हो. तो आपको मूव, यू हैव टू मूव विद द कंज्यूमर. सिंपल. Consumers will change, product will change, pricing will change, competition will change, dynamics will change. Keep moving, keep adapting, keep eyes and ears open. Can't be complacent. Be paranoid.
Perfect. Perfect. No, I love that. Absolutely. I think keeping the basics alive is a common theme here. But one thing where, you know, you stood out as well is not chase venture capital. You've also gone for venture debt in a couple of rounds, right? So help us understand that in a world where founders, we don't see that many venture debt news, right? It's coming up now. A lot of founders are getting educated regarding it. But what was the rationale behind that decision and how did that come about? I think that'd be great to just understand from an education standpoint.
So venture debt, venture capital was abundant, right? But venture debt wasn't at one point of time. And we were not wanting to dilute too much. And हमें working capital के लिए चाहिए था because we had more orders than we could fulfill. So we wanted money for working capital. I think one should not dilute any money for working capital. If working capital, you know, is the money will come back after 3 months, 6 months. So we were seeing a lot of founders I still see a lot of founders being congratulated for raising money, I think. And there are other topics we can discuss this some other time. And I was talking to Shraddha of your story, and I was telling her that we should not congratulate, because we should say all the best that you have raised. All the best for your next journey. Congratulations, yes, that you were able to convince somebody else with your to put his money behind you. But all the best, because it's not going to be an easy journey. It's like marriage. Congratulations, but all the best. You know, because you have to. So it's the same way. So venture debt helped us keep our dilution, our equity at stake. At Bay, we did not dilute much. Venture debt helped us tide through our moments when we needed that money. And then we could dilute at a scale where we were much higher. And then we diluted at a much higher valuation. So it felt nice that it was not easy also for us, to be frank. Venture capital did not come easily to us because of the past of the industry. And I was being judged by the sins of some other companies in the same industry.
Got it. No, that's helpful to know. And at least like understand that you have to like treat the capital as is, right? It's not free money. It comes at the expense of diluting a lot of equity and all of the other nuances that go into it. So great to hear that. I have one last question on the company building journey, and then we can go on to the ending phases. Here is where, you know, some basics get skewed, wherein a lot of people or you might think that should we go deep in a category or should we do more product launches? And as you expand the products, you would like, is international expansion on the cards? And, you know, there have been talks about that earlier and so many double-edged swords that exist. So what I want to understand from you, Aman, is how do you take those decisions which are for the larger term of the company in the short run, right? Like, do you go for a product expansion, a different category, or do you go for, let's say, a go depth into the same category that you're already in? How do you take these decisions? It will be extremely interesting to hear.
That's also a good question, Yuvraj. So for us, you know, we live by hustle. You can see on my behind my screen also, hustle is critical. So you hustle it out, man. I was late in wearables. So there was one Indian brand which started doing well. I was late, and then it became a little difficult to take him out and sell more. It took us more time. I did that, but I sold more. Now probably last 3 months, I was number one. Out of 4 months, I was number one in wearables. I was not the first headphone brand. I was probably the 200. But you need to keep going on. If you don't want to, if it depends on your ambitions. If you're happy with one category, stay happy with that. You want to grow more, add more categories. Yuvraj was not happy and I was not giving him time for this interview. He ensured he got me because you were not content. You hustled your way and you wanted more. You want more interviews, right? It's your personality. It's our personality to keep wanting more, keep doing more. You know, that's karna kya maza aata hai kaam karne mein yaar. Ghar pe baith ke maza nahi aata itna jitna. You know, you care for a living. If you want to do that, I'm not saying no. I'm not saying don't do what you're not, right? It's your wish, right? Some companies, some entrepreneurs want to sell it off and enjoy in Bahamas. Some people like Rishikesh more than Haridwar, or maybe both. It's you, what you want to do. Samir and I want to grow. We are growing.
No, very true. I think it depends on choice and ambition, and that ambition is evident with both. But just one double-clicking factor there, right? So when you are launching, what's the general strategy, right? Like how fast are decisions taken? Do you do a very secret launch first? Do you test it out to a couple beta users or then bring it out? Like if you could just give us a quick insight to how does a company at the scale of both launch new products? I think that'd be very, very interesting to hear from an audience standpoint.
Company like both, so we try to do a lot of products, you know, but our product strategy changed over years. Earlier, we used to launch many products at the same year, but now, you know, the trust of port is much higher when people don't want to have bad products from us. So the fact that now we have a brand and we can pull off more products is we don't experiment fast. Earlier, we used to do very fast experimentation. Achha, nahi chala, next. अब क्या है ना कि अब नेक्स्ट करने का टाइम नहीं है क्योंकि आप जो पहला लॉट लाओगे आपको पता है 15-20-30 हजार तो बिक जाएगा तो आप लाओगे ही 50 हजार क्योंकि आपको पता है वो 50 हजार लाने में ना आई डोंट वांट टू गेट इट रॉन्ग बिकॉज आई हैव ऑलरेडी दैट consumer is buying me for the trust he has of me, and he's not buying for anything. So I don't want to betray his trust by bringing bad products. So product evolution is now we have to get good products because our brand is no longer a small brand. A lot of challenger brands were doing what we did 4 years back, and they're evolving. But they're, we have to, as a leader brand, we have to also keep doing newer things, right? Sometimes some people say you should don't change too much because, you should not change too much because something's working for you. Why do you change? But those are bets we take, right? Sometimes we will succeed, sometimes we will not. Even a company like Apple starts a product and then closes it. I'm sure they do research on what they want, right? Even the bigger car guys start cars and then they stop it. There's so many companies who come to India or enter a market and then they withdraw after learning from, what went right or wrong. The banks, lately Citibank came into India, now they are going out of bank from the country. So many industries people get into and get out. So life is a risk and, keep taking risks. I, as a product strategy, we keep launching products, but we launch it well now. Earlier we used to do one product a month, but now we one product a quarter.
Fair enough. Now that responsibility is there, like consumer is always first and you have to take those risks. So those are great cues. Wonderful. I think this entire segment was great, Aman. I want to spend the next 10 minutes talking a bit more about you and understand, your thought process. The first question there, and these are questions I ask to almost all founders who are on this show. But the first question there is, Aman, if you had to categorically explain how you think and make decisions, like these could be personal decisions, work decisions, if you have any framework, right? One thing is sure that it's simple for you. You don't complicate it a lot. But if you had any other cues to add there, I think that'd be great to just understand how a founder thinks.
Founder thinks, this founder, Aman Gupta, co-founder, he thinks, and I've said it before, act rather than think. Try rather than cry, because you should not cry that you didn't do it. Maybe somebody else did it and you say, oh, that was my idea. So try it out, man. So that I have cried because I had an idea, but then somebody else did that and he was successful. And I said, oh shit, I should have done it. So but better to try rather than cry. So then now I don't cry. I just try and I don't mind failing. As a founder, you have to do 100 other things. People expect you to know everything. You should be humble enough to say you don't know. Once you start becoming successful, people expect you to know it all, which is also true, but you don't, you should, if you know it all, you're God, or you're like a man of God, or you're Rajnikant, that you can do it all. But I don't know it all as a founder. I don't mind asking for people's help. I don't mind having a reporting boss to me. I don't mind having investors question me. I don't mind having my customers challenging me to bring my next product. I love challenges. I want to take them and I want to give it back to the society by helping entrepreneurs grow. I have made a lot of mistakes which they can learn from. And I keep talking to people like you to spread the message of, apart from doing my daily job of selling boat, by helping entrepreneurs think big, dream big, keeping it simple and enjoy what you're doing, man.
That's awesome. I think those are wonderful words. I think very, very pivotal and I think very, very streamlined. And thanks again for spending time on this and doing all the other talks that you do. But on the second part, this is one interesting thing that I've observed, that companies grow by miles, right? Both the brand, the company has grown 1000x, right? How do you as a founder keep up with that pace? And how have you evolved from what Aman was perhaps when Boat started and what Aman is right now? If you can tell us that, that would be very, very interesting.
So Aman, there's some things which have changed and some things which have not changed. The Aman in me was impatient earlier and I'm impatient till now. We were frugal from, so I'm sorry about this, things which are still same. There was frugality in my nature, which still is there now, till now. I like to spend but not waste. We still do that. Things which have changed is that, I thought everything can be done by junior folks, but I think you need smarter people to do smarter things, which I've realized after growing up that, we should have hired more people to handle an organization of this scale, and not having the right team also is a big problem for us. And that's something which has changed, that now we've started thinking a little bigger. Kaval made us think, you know, he used to change our goalposts. He said, I want to build a 500 crore brand. We did it. He said, I want to build a 1,000 crore brand. We were the first ones in his portfolio who did it. Now he says, I want to have a 5,000 crore brand. So we are working for him to help him make a 5,000 crore brand for him. So we started thinking bigger. We started thinking larger. We stopped thinking at a micro level. We started thinking more at a macro level. Dharman and me has become aware of, you know, just to be frank, I was never into charity. I was never helping others because I was too engrossed in my own life and I needed help. Then how could I help others? But Aman now can help others. I am in the position to help others. We started doing some good CSR activities. We want to do it. I have personally started helping startups, founders. So the Aman in me wants to, you know, the new Aman wants to do all this. The old Aman wanted help. The new Aman wants help plus also can help. I don't know if that was the answer.
Wow. No, that's very, very candid. And I love that evolution. I think just to know that, you know, the ambitions have become larger and, you know, it's just like you're still like at the core of it the same, right? That's just because you've tasted success in the, again, general sense of it doesn't mean you'll start spending and not being frugal and all of that. I think that was very refreshing to hear. And the changes were also very, very refreshing. I think I have my second last question for this is, you know, how do all of the external validations impact you and what keeps you going at the core, right? So it's one thing now, like, again, I can not stress enough on how much of a success Boat is now considered in the ecosystem, right? And there have been awards, everything follows. And that's great validation. How does that impact you? And what is your core motivation to keep building? I think that would be lovely to hear.
I learned this from Samir, my co-founder, and my wife, Priya. You know, I'm very erratic. I am like this. And both of them are stable people in life, right? So my wife is also very, you know, sorted on the ground and, you know, is like, you know, always here. Even Samir is. So I think they were able to keep me under control as a person. And external validation, kya hai na? Chadta hai, you know, bachpan mein ek saying hoti thi na, jo chadta hai, wohi girta hai. Aur chadne wale ko salaam karte hain, utarne wale ko gali dete hain. Kaisa na, kuch dialogue hote the, right? तो क्या है ना, मेरे को हमेशा ना लगता है कि there might be lows. I hope it doesn't come to us, but they will be, right? And we should not forget who we are, who we were. And we should not let that success go to our head. A lot of founders start getting egos, you know, once they start doing well. One should not. People, after their first funding, become the gurus of startup world. You know, there is a new house of brands concept which has come up. And they have already raised millions of dollars and suddenly they are the new gurus of D2C who are now giving gyan on D2C just because they've raised millions of dollars. They are supposed to be the D2C kings. Market glorifies funding, unfortunately. Market should glorify Girish, Freshworks. What amazing job he did. Market should not glorify stories. Market should not glorify artificial stories. There was a company, e-commerce company, and I saw they got the best startup award 1 year, 6-7 years back. And three years back, they got the best comeback kid also, right? So market, you know, people who talk and talk well, market is, you know, market kya na, jo, market will glorify them, whether it's media, whether it's consumer, whether it's entrepreneurs. I'm not saying there is bad in that, but I think we should keep our head. And I like to believe that, you know, for me, publicity will come. You can even buy publicity, right? Publicity will come if you do well. But same publicity will come if you don't do well. So keep doing what you're doing so that, and do it well. Do it with the cause. Do it with the right intentions. I never liked press, talking to consumer press, you know, or in shows. But I see a lot of founders who suddenly start doing that. Even from day zero. अरे भाई पहले business बना लो, धंधा बना लो, अपना कुछ कर लो, बाद में कर लेना, बहुत opportunity आएगी. ऐसी opportunity आएगी कि, you know, people will be after you to give you, you know, take your time. So better to build that up rather than doing it when you're supposed to focus on building what you started doing.
Absolutely. That is amazing to hear, Aman. I think those are some very core lessons that can be very helpful, because externally there can be a lot, but what matters is what's internally there. What are you actually creating? I think somebody said that chase value, not valuations, and that kind of sums it up in a very wonderful manner. For the final question, Aman, and this has been truly spectacular, I have a rather stereotypical one, but if you had to summarize all of your founder learnings in, let's say, 3 to 5 points, right? And especially do nots, right? Because the right things can vary, but do nots are kind of common in most journeys. So if you can mention 3 to 5 do nots that have worked for you, red flags that you think early stage founders can avoid, I think that would be wonderful as a conclusion to this conversation.
A lot of points which we've already discussed, as you rightly said, evolution ke piche mat bhago. It's no point. And, you know, in a D2C, you have to do a lot of things, logistics, operations, finance, marketing, product. You can't do everything. Do what you're good at. Hire people who can help you in other things. And do not dilute much. You're not working for the investors. You're working for yourself. So there are more angels than startups today. So if you do the right thing, the angels will find you. They will. The VCs will find you. So do not run after them. It's sexy to be funded as today. Everybody wants. It's good to be good. Celebration is important. But that's not your end goal. So if your consumer is happy, you will be happy, because then the money will follow you. That's what has happened to us. And I hope that happens to us, all of them.
Absolutely. Wow. Thank you so much, Aman, for that. I think all of this has been very, very helpful. I enjoyed it a lot, and I hope you did as well. Thank you so much for your time.
I did. Thank you, man. Take care.
Incredible. With that, we come to the end of the 76th episode of the Indian Silicon Valley podcast with Aman Gupta of Bolt. This one was truly refreshing, as Aman simplifies so much of the complexity for us. The secret sauce to building one of India's largest consumer brands is nothing but simplicity and execution with insane focus on the consumer. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really hope you enjoyed the episode as much as I did. If you're finding value with the podcast, do follow it on the audio streaming platform of your choice. Drop in a review and subscribe to our WhatsApp newsletter to get all the updates directly on your inbox. Thanks again. I will see you next week for another episode. Till then, I hope you recall. If you never try, you'll never know. Stay tuned and keep building.